Thanks, Allison. I did request that song, and every once in a while I get what I want. Sometimes it's not all that often, but I remember that song from, I think, back in the 60s. Jim, I know you don't remember that, but I thought about that when I was thinking about this message. And I thought there are a ton of songs that talk about love. And I was listening to one the other day on the radio, and I thought I wrote the words down to it, not to sing, but to read. It's Karen Peck and New River were singing this. It was on Enlighten with Sirius Radio. It says, "Why can't all God's children get along? We can't all be right, we can't all be wrong. We're just different singers in the same old song. Why can't all God's children get along?" First verse says, "Red and yellow, black, brown, and white, we all look the same in the dead of night." True. "Whooping and hollering, putting up a fight. Dark days are coming, I can't see the light. Once upon a time, things were sunny and blue. The world was a garden, but there were only two. More came along with their own point of view. If it's going to get good, it's up to me and you." Saw something come across my desk, or come across my computer this week, and you may have, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but the question was, why are there so many religions? Well, that's a good question. You know, there's a bunch of them out there. Bunch of people, you know, bottom line was, read the article, a bunch of people just had a lot of different ideas. And so that's why we got all these different religions. And so what do we think about when we think about the word diversity? I'll give you a second to think about that, but not too long. Don't you, you know, to some of us it's a frightening thought. It's a scary word. To others, it's just no big deal. You know, we've just learned to adjust. We know people are all alike. But how do we as Christians deal with diversity? And I will admit that this is one of those words that I was given on a sticky note. And if I really felt like I wanted to do what Larry wanted to do, it would have been one I would have just accidentally dropped in the garbage can. Because it's a tough subject when you stop and think about diversity and about being different. If we watch the evening news on any given night, we would see where Kim Jong-un, the clown in North Korea, is ready to blow the world apart. We would see that ISIS is killing people in its path and outside of its path, although we're not hearing a lot about them right now. Every country hates us till we give them money. Then they still hate us. Government shuts down. There's investigation into the Russian collusion in the election. 13 children are tormented by their parents. California. I think that's the one that really gets to me. Gymnastic coach is sentenced from 40 to 170 years on top of a 60-year sentence he got for abusing young girls. Probably where he belongs. We see states, and we heard just the other day about mass shooting in a school in Kentucky. And so the question that comes to my mind is, what's the common theme here? The fact that people don't love people. Dogs love us, but we can't seem to love each other. We can love our dog, we can love our cat, but we can't love each other. And if we were to ask ourselves, what in the world is going on and what is this all about? And it's because people just don't want to do what's right. It's a word the Bible calls sin. No way around it. We can call it anything we want to call it. But when he commands us to love one another and we don't, then it's sin. It's a simple thing. We might not call it sin if we were to say it this way: if you don't agree with me, then you're wrong, but that might not be as strong. If your skin color is not mine, you're not as good as I am. You're different. You're diverse. You worship different than I do. There's something about this worship service that you don't like, so it's different. Baptists worship different than Methodists. We worship different than Catholics. We worship different than people that go to an Assembly of God church. And that's okay. We believe different things. That's okay. If you're from the Middle East, we don't like you. If you're Asian, if you're just different, I don't have to like you. I don't have to love you. That's okay. You don't have the same gifts I have. Speaking of someone with gifts, we're going to lose a guitar player for a few months. Pray for Bruce and Donna as they travel to sunny Florida. He asked me this morning if I liked sun and beaches, and I said, not at the same time. But that was a lie. But pray for them while they're gone, that they'll have a miserable time, and next winter they'll want to stay up here with us. We are no longer tolerant of each other. If it's not my way, then it's wrong. We can no longer accept people. We can no longer accept other ideas. We can no longer accept other ideals, as it's just different. And I thought it was interesting when Connor spoke up this morning and said diversity is just being different. Because I looked up the term in the dictionary for diversity, and it said it's being diverse. I knew that. I thought Merriam-Webster was smarter than Larry Gallagher, but I guess he's not. We are all diverse. There's none of us in here that are alike. We're like snowflakes. Not the current term snowflake, but, well, you know, we're like the snowflakes that fall that we're supposed to see Thursday. They're all different. It's amazing how that can happen. All the parts of the body are different. When we look around and we think, man, I know that person can do this. I didn't realize when I was this morning, when I opened up that box, that there was going to be 67 items in there, but there was... I got to cut back. But there was a plastic container with hearts made like roses. And it's God's gift that he gives to us to use to bless other people. Paul would have said, and Debbie just read what Paul wrote to 1 Corinthians, and Paul would have said that if there's something about someone that you don't like, just deal with it. And get over it. Move on. Because the intention here is for us to grow and to love each other. As Debbie read, no one part is better than the other. No one gift is any better than the other. Fortunately, there are people that have better gifts at doing things than I do. This is one of them. Fortunately, people out there have gifts of being able to adjust to my glasses so that you're not blurry this week. Chris is just as clear as Sonora. Sidonia, just as clear. I can see. I'm thankful for that. Diversity encompasses so many different things. It's race. Some cases it's gender. Some cases it's ethnicity. Some people it's an economical class that they don't want to associate with us poor folks. or us folks that don't have what they have. But nobody ever told them I didn't necessarily want to associate with them. Religious belief changes, ages. All kinds of ideologies, political beliefs. I have certain political beliefs, but I have to keep them to myself when I am at 1300 South Street in St. Charles, Missouri. Cindy's mom's house. A lot of other opinions I keep to myself too. I don't have to agree with someone to love them. It's what the Bible says. I don't have to break bread with someone that I don't like. But I do have to have Christ's love in my heart for those people and that person. I'm sure that Jesus wasn't real excited when he walked into the temple and kicked the money changers out. I'm sure he didn't like what he was seeing, but it's more the action of what the person is doing than that actual person themselves. And I thought as I was writing this that I hope we're making strides in racial equality. I hope we are. I grew up in a town of 20,000 people. I never knew there was anybody much different than me until I got to junior high school. Then I found out that there were kids from all over a city of 20,000 people that didn't look like me. And it didn't take me very long to think, I really don't care. I may have mentioned that my best friend in high school was a guy by the name of Patrick McElroy. Pat and I never knew each other until we got to junior high school. He now lives in Germany, retired from the military. Pat's African American. Pat's wife is white. Does that make any difference? Not to me, it doesn't. Pat's still my friend. Always will be. I read something here, or something this week, and I want to quote it. It said, it's extremely important to support and protect diversity because by valuing individuals as groups free from prejudice and by fostering a climate where equity and mutual respect are intrinsic, then we are free from prejudice. We all know people that are prejudiced. Paul is saying, I think, in that passage, that we're all unique, we're all different. But he didn't say anything in there about not loving one another. Another quote I saw, diversity means more than just acknowledging and or tolerating difference. Diversity is a set of conscious practice that is involved, and these things were listed there. Understanding and appreciating all humanity, all cultures. Practicing mutual respect for qualities and experiences that are different from our own. There are people that do things and different than our own, and that's fine. Understanding that diversity includes not only ways of being, but also ways of knowing. Building alliances across differences so that we can work together to eradicate all forms of discrimination. That's what it's all about. There's categories of differences out here that are always going to be fixed, that are never going to change. We have to respect people's rights for self-identification. I may not agree with it, and I may find it biblically wrong, and I may be asked to do something at some point that I believe is biblically wrong, and I will refuse to do it. But I can love that individual. Because how are we going to win a person if we don't care for them? If we don't go into the midst of where they are How are we ever going to find him? How are we ever going to help him? There's a slide that I'd like for you to click on. It's a scripture. It says, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would be only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed to my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Does not demand its own way. I love this one. It's not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. He didn't say we could choose who we wanted to love. He just said love. We can choose who we take to dinner. But we can't choose who we love. I think that's an interesting thing to think about. One of my favorite ministers that I have ever heard said these words, and I'm going to close today with them. He made this speech or sermon on August 28, 1963, in which he called for an end to racism in the United States. He said, let us not wallow in the valley of despair, I say to you today, my friends. And even though we face the difficulties of tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a deep dream, deeply rooted in the American dream. I have that dream also. He said, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have that dream also. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down at the table of brotherhood. I have that dream also. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have that dream also. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where we'll not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have that dream also. He goes on to say, I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, when with its vicious racists, with all its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day, right there in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls we'll be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers. I have that dream also. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. I have the same dream. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, and to go to jail together, and to stand up for freedom together, knowing that one day we will be free. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let it ring. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom to ring, we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, we'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, and he goes on to list that. But he ends it with saying, "Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we were free at last." What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Jackie DeShannon was right. And so the question as I end is this: why can't all God's children love each other? And it starts with us. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for this day. Lord, you blessed us exceedingly. You bring us together from diverse backgrounds with diverse thoughts, diverse families, diverse situations. And yet you called us to be one. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.